Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. It has been 1 week since my wife passed away. I'm not going to start doing radio this weekend. I need another week to kind of get it together, but I'm certainly going to start doing editorials. I have received numerous phone calls from listeners with their condolences, and I certainly appreciate every single one of them. Having said that, I am chatting with Jim McKinney right now. I was talking with Jim last night about what we could discuss this morning, and Jim said, obviously, what has to be discussed is two events which I know about, one of them being Kamala Harris down in the southern part of the continent, and the other one being the situation with Fauci. Both of those situations, in my humble opinion, and this is my opinion, are doing one thing, and that is making the, I have to say, progressives look not so good. Jimmy, you're the expert today. What are your comments on this?
Well, I guess let's start with Fauci. So, over the last week and a half, there's been a tremendous amount of information after BuzzFeed, a progressive left, far left media outlet, published Freedom of Information Act emails from Anthony Fauci. And what we find out is that, what's good for the king is not good for the people. Anthony Fauci made a lot of recommendations and then very inconsistent policies, and basically was thinking, okay, yeah, we can. Well, let's just give you a for instance. He gave, I believe it was a senior member of the National Institute of Health guidance back last year that face masks won't work because the virus is too small. And that was based on lots of research. And then, of course, within a few weeks, he's advising the entire country to put on face masks. That's one instance. The second instance is in front of the Senate committees. He said there was no such thing as the NIAID, the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, his organization, or the NIH funding gain of function research with the coronavirus or with any viruses in the Wuhan lab in China. And that turns out that he actually, in emails, had discussed with one of the key researchers how to kind of change the narrative so it doesn't look like the virus came from the lab. Now, we people, listeners on your show and people that we've been talking to for basically over, well over a year now, we've understood the probability of this happening. What's changing now is there's so much information, so much factual research, and the media and the left that have really yelled conspiracy theory over the thought that the virus came from a Chinese lab leak or something even more nefarious. The information is becoming so apparent. So a lot of major mainstream media sources have egg on their face, and the progressives that push those narratives to cover up their collusion and cooperation with the Chinese, including Fauci and CDC organizations, because they could have potentially funded one of the worst pandemic responses, or at least the most impactful economic decisions in the country or in the world's history. And that's pretty ugly. So my thought is that I hope people will come to the realization that they can't trust the people that are trying to cover their behinds, and that some people in our government have to take a very hard look at some of the lies that we're told.
Well, I have to say one thing, and that is I have always recommended in the close to 30 years that I have been doing this particular radio program that people for sure look at all sides of every story. Unfortunately, some people are not willing to do that, but that seems to be the case right now.
You know,
The
if I could comment that on that, Al. Part of the problem is the mainstream media and the tech companies have actually silenced any alternative views. So when there was a lot of actual factual information, research information showing that the virus was probably manipulated in a lab, Facebook, Twitter, all the major networks, CNN, MSNBC all called that conspiracy theory, and they actually silenced, wouldn't allow people to talk about it. And so there's not an ability for people to see all sides of the story. Censorship is dangerous, and that's what we're seeing. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, of course it's dangerous. And your point, I mean, you're obviously getting the other side of the story. And what I have to say is that I applaud you for that. There's no question about it. All I'm asking listeners to do, all of our listeners, all I'm asking them to do at this point is simply consider both sides of every story. This is certainly one of them. The reason it's right there for consideration is purely and simply because initially a lot of people died. Fortunately, the mortality rate has diminished significantly. And I would have to say, and I'm not a doctor, I would have to say that the inoculations have definitely played a role in that. But I know other people feel that the medication from Pfizer, etc., really don't make a difference. All I know is that the numbers are looking better and better and better in terms of the mortality rate and the people coming down, so to speak, diagnosed with the coronavirus. So what we want to say, Jimmy, I'm going to give you the mic back in just a second. I just want to say that allows you to consider both sides of the story. I certainly am. Jimmy, what's your view on this?
No, I think we do need to look objectively at this. There's no question. The problem is silencing voices. But let's get into a little more specifics in Fauci's emails. So in an email to another scientist and a doctor that's actually advising. Now, remember, Anthony Fauci is a bureaucrat. He's been in charge of that organization since 1985. He's no longer a scientist. He just reviews and manages different information and people and makes decisions on how the operation works. It appears that the government had, and all facts now linked to the U.S. government, had ceased gain-of-function research that would make viruses more deadly in 2014 or 2015 under the Obama administration, but then through the NIH and Dr. Fauci's NIAID, they got an exemption to continue that type of research. Now, he has basically under oath said that, well, that didn't happen, but then in his emails to other scientists, he actually states, hey, it looks like the CFR, the case fatality rate, CFR, is about 2%. This is last year in the springtime. He says, but the infection fatality rate. Now, the case fatality rate is the number of people that go into the hospital that identified they've got the virus, and then they pass from that case fatality rate. The IFR, that is infection fatality rate. That's different because that's how many people have been infected with it. Now, they didn't go in and they were not diagnosed. And Dr. Fauci said in an email that the CDC estimates it's probably about 0.2 to 0.4%, probably about like a bad flu year like 1968 Hong Kong flu or 1957. He states that. Then absolutely used this to politically shut down the country. And that is absolutely, in my view, that's misinformation that is very damaging because people don't know. And if you silence that type of information, then, you know, you're making decisions that are very, how many people lost their jobs? 18 million, something like that. Yeah, how many people, how many suicides,
millions,
how many
literally people millions. It was about 18 million, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is terrible. And we've had massive increase in crime. We've had massive increases in suicides. We've had a major health crisis because of it. And some people are still not back to work. And this is very damaging. And it's based on them about Fauci and senior leaders within the U.S. government, as well as media types, hyping the damage and the potential threat on this, and now they're forcing vaccines when, hey, if you've got the vaccine, that's your choice, but, you know, why do you care if someone else doesn't want to get it? You should be good. So I'm very concerned about the trust and faith in the system. I'm very concerned about certain individuals that are trying to cover for their own case. And I think when we move to Kamala Harris going to South America and what she's doing, responsibilities for the border, is almost as criminal as what Fauci's doing.
And we're going to talk about that later on this afternoon. Talked already enough on the air, the situation with Anthony Fauci. All I am saying to everyone is look at both sides of the story unobjectively, if you could. Jimmy, thank you so much.
Yeah, Al, and you know, we all of us are very sorry for your loss, and we're very going to miss Kathy, but we know she's in a better place. She had faith.
My faith tells me she's in a better place, and I know that for a fact. There's no
There you go.
question about it.